the next phase of Microsoft's data center development in southeastern Wisconsin will cost $4 billion and could eventually employ nearly 1,000 people. We've made it to Friday, it's September 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a health insurance provider drops out of Affordable Care Act exchanges in parts of Wisconsin, and WPR's politics team takes a look at the week's news about next year's governor's race. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Microsoft is set to invest billions of dollars in a second data center in Racine County. Evan Casey has more from the company's announcement, which came yesterday.
Last year, Microsoft announced they were investing $3.3 billion at its first data center in Mount Pleasant. That facility is set to open next year. Now, the tech giant plans to invest another $4 billion at a second data center in the village as part of the next phase of the development. Brad Smith is Microsoft's vice chair and president. He says they've already started hiring employees for the first facility.
This is where the most powerful and advanced AI models are going to be built for the world.
Around 900 people could work at the campuses when they're fully operational. The data centers could use around 9 gigawatts of power, or the same energy demand to power nearly 10 million homes. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An expansion of a University of Wisconsin-Madison cancer research project has garnered initial approval from the UW Board of Regents. The additional $13.5 million would add two floors to a building that will house what's called a cyclotron. That's a particle accelerator used to make radioactive isotopes, which are used to detect and treat cancer. Vice Chancellor Cindy Torstfeit told the region's Capital Planning Committee that the university would like to add two floors for lab and clinical space, but the machine is so sensitive they cannot build anything above it once it's installed. She said the new cyclotron facility will help the campus become a leader in what's called theranostics,
which will allow us to, you know, make the component parts, radioactive isotopes, and construct those agents, image and treat patients all in one location.
If the full Board of Regents approves the request today, construction can begin later next year. A health insurance provider will stop offering Affordable Care Act coverage in 11 Wisconsin counties next year. As Joe Schultz reports, the move affects around 24,000 people.
Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative will stop offering marketplace plans in 11 counties next year. They include Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine. It comes as ACA marketplace insurers across the country are planning to increase premiums next year. One reason for the climbing prices is the expected end of an enhanced pandemic-era tax credit. Dan Sachs is an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin School of Business.
Generally, when they take away the subsidies, it is less profitable to offer insurance. It makes sense that an insurer would want to drop out.
A spokesperson for the insurer said the decision was driven by, quote, rapidly shifting dynamics across the industry. Common Ground will continue offering ACA coverage in 13 counties. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, it was another busy week in Wisconsin politics. State and federal lawmakers grappled with the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, and next year's campaign for governor started to take shape. WPR's Rich Kramer and Anyavin Wagtendonk joined Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to discuss.
Rich, you've reported a couple stories this week about how the Charlie Kirk assassination is being felt in Wisconsin. Let's start with the response by one of our federal lawmakers, Congressman Derek Van Orden. Tell us about the bill he introduced related to federal funding.
So Van Orden's bill would block federal funding going to any entity employing people who, quote, condone and celebrate political violence and domestic terrorism. He introduced it amid a flurry of social media posts calling out individuals that he and other conservatives claim celebrated Kirk's assassination.
But it sounds like the First Amendment experts you talked to said there were some serious flaws with his bill.
That's right. One of those individuals is the head of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg. He told me that as a general rule, the government shouldn't be making federal funds contingent on employees' exercise of free speech outside of the workplace.
And you had another story that speaks to the time we're going through. A state lawmaker canceled a committee hearing this week, and he told you it's because he received numerous death threats. Can you tell us what happened there?
That's right. Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor of Fond du Lac told me that all of this started after he spoke in favor of a bill he wrote restricting gay pride flags and others from flying at government buildings. His speech touched on the Kirk assassination and September 11th terrorist attacks. He said those events had something in common, and that was people who hate standards and founding institutions in America. O'Connor told me that the death threats came after his comments were twisted on social media. O'Connor said that he talked to senior people within the state capitol and Capitol Police, and they decided to cancel the committee hearing scheduled for Tuesday.
And as we've all seen, the world of politics keeps moving forward. That's the case in Wisconsin this week as the campaign for governor has grown. Anya, you've covered not one but two new candidates who got in the race this week. Tell us first about State Senator Kelda Royce.
Yeah, so Royce is a state senator from Madison. She also used to represent the area in the assembly. But before joining the legislature, she was the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. That's an abortion rights group. And that has been one of her leading issues in the legislature. She's run for governor before in 2018. This time around, she told me that there are two major reasons she's running. The first is to counter the actions of the Trump administration. And the second is to harness what could be a major shift of power in the legislature. If Democrats take a majority in the Senate or maybe even both chambers, she says that's a huge opportunity for those Democratic priorities.
And then just days later, a fellow Madisonian, State Representative Francesca Hong, announced she's running for governor. Tell us about her.
Right. Fellow Madison Democrat, but Hong comes from the Socialist Caucus in the legislature, so she's considered part of that kind of farther left flank. But she told me she's running not from the right or the left, but really on policies that will better the lives of the working class. She comes from the restaurant industry, and she said that service industry background is really what informs her work.
And so in addition to Senator Royce and Representative Hong, the Democratic race already includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. On the Republican side, there's businessman Bill Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Shoman. And it's widely expected that other names will still get in. So how big of a primary could we be looking at?
Yeah, a couple of the big names that we're waiting on the Democratic side, there's Attorney General Josh Call. That's a big question. And then Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has been an open question. And he just posted on social media that he's having a, quote, very special event in Wausau next week. And all of that is to say that, yes, it's a big primary. And one thing that this may mean, especially on the Democratic side, is that we are going to see the candidates kind of need to take up their lanes. And that could mean that whoever wins in August won't actually get more than 50% of the vote if there are a lot of candidates. So that could make for a very challenging and exciting general election.
That was WPR's Rich Kramer and Anya Van Wagtendonk speaking with WPR political editor Sean Johnson. Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about a dad's journal of favorite sayings by his daughter. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a family just ahead of the upcoming National Daughters Day.
One of the pure joys of spending time with young children is hearing the wild, hilarious, and beautiful things that come out of their mouths. Milwaukee journalist Tom Kircher is feeling gratitude that many years ago, he put his reporter skills to work capturing some of the things his daughter Haley said as a child. Haley joins her dad for this essay, recounting some of her cute, clever, and poignant moments.
After my daughter Haley was born, I yearned for the time when she would turn 2 years old. Now, I know what people say about terrible and two, but that was when Haley started saying things that I just had to write down, a habit that dovetailed with my career as a journalist and author. It turned into a collection of quotations from my only child, from when she was two till about seven. I know what you might be saying to yourself. Everyone thinks their own kid is clever, humorous, or even profound. But please indulge me as I share some of Haley's best quotes. They might remind you of some of the gems you've heard from your kids or grandkids. Like many little kids, Haley wondered aloud about the world. Looking quizzically at her Achilles tendon, she asked,
"Dad, is this the neck of my foot?"
Another time,
"Daddy, why is there dark blue and light blue in this world?"
At age four, she wondered,
"Daddy, what is my life?"
Some of those early observations could be moving. Watching leaves blow in the wind, Haley announced,
"They're like, it's a party. This is our day."
And,
"I love when it's sunny and warm and I'm running. I feel so free."
Of course, there were word stumbles, too. According to young Haley, women wore
a brawl.
After stubbing her toe, she observed,
"I might need crutches."
When I asked Haley after her nap if she was hungry, she replied,
"No, I still have yawns in my mouth."
Some of Haley's words reflected going to a Catholic school and church. At age four, she confided,
"Before I was born, God told me I would like my mom and my dad, and I did."
Of course, it wasn't all serious. There was quirkiness, too. At age two, noticing that I was headed to the bathroom empty-handed, Haley interjected,
"Dad, go get a newspaper."
And while carving a pumpkin for Halloween, Haley asked,
"Should we make the face happy, sad, or frustrated?"
And Haley didn't hesitate to question me. After I changed the car radio from music to talk, she was incredulous.
"Are you trying to teach a kid politics?"
And she could be sharp-tongued.
"Dad, you're definitely not going to get married. Not with those toenails."
But the touching moments stay with me most. I once told Haley about a story I had written about a heart transplant. A woman received the heart of a boy who had died. Haley asked,
"Does that mean she has his love?"
And after we got soaking wet, splashing in the fountain at Summerfest, Haley said,
"Dad, how could I ever have fun without you?"
Tom Kircher is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Haley Kircher, now 27, is a social worker. They live near one another in Wauwatosa. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go this Friday. Mostly cloudy across the state today. Good chance for some showers, possibly even thunderstorms, mainly in western Wisconsin. High temperatures in the 60s and 70s today, so a little cooler than the past few days. Showers and storms off and on throughout the night with lows in the 50s and 60s. Highs in the 60s and 70s still this weekend with a slight chance for more rain. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a fantastic rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.